What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Adam and Billy from Grizzfolk. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Great. Thanks for having us.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. So before we really dive into anything, just let us know what you guys have been up to lately, what you've been busy with, maybe writing or shows, anything like that.
Yeah, we've been writing and working on a record, working on a new full-length record. We do have some shows coming up, but yeah, we've just been writing and producing and just working on new music.
Right on. That's exciting. And we'll definitely get into that too. But just so people could kind of, if they're not familiar with you yet, just so they could get to know you, I really wanted to hit on first just your guys' sound. Because when I first started digging into your guys' stuff, like it stood out to me that you can't really categorize Grizzfolk sound or style into any box, you know? And and I noticed that on your guys' little bio on Instagram, it says Neon Americana. And I'm like, you know what? That kind of makes sense. And I don't even know quite what that means. Can you guys kind of hit on like how you would describe your sound and what Neon Americana is?
Yeah. You know, for a long time, it was really hard to put a finger on the kind of music we were doing. We have so many different influences and it was really hard to pick a lane. We never really wanted to pick a lane because we love so many different styles of music. And it just kind of dawned on us at some point recently, not that recent, but pretty recently, that we should just define who we are with our own terms, you know, and, you know, live on our own agenda and not really have to bend to fit a different mold, you know. Like I think we when we first started as a band, there was a lot of, there's a lot, not pressure, but there was some pressure to sort of fit a radio mold. What do you call it? A radio format.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And we didn't really fit the radio format at the time. This was like 12, 13 years ago. And, you know, now looking back, I kind of, you know, I mean, everything's, you know, it's hindsight's 2020, you know, but I feel like now we're just carving our own path. This is our lane. It's called Neon Americana, and it's a little bit neon, and it's a little bit folk Americana, and you know, we've always been that, and that's
I feel like with that, and like you guys have said, like you guys have been around for a while, and that had to have been a pretty like freeing feeling, right? To when you were finally like, you know what, screw the radio format stuff, as you put it, like we're going to play what we want to play. Like, is that pretty accurate? That had to have been like breaking the chains a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, it describes, I think it's our upcoming music that we're working on right now that really kind of it was illuminating. And it's also the through line then throughout our entire history as a band. And it kind of like makes everything sort of like, it's like just snaps it into focus and it's sort of crystal clear, like exactly what we are is our own kind of thing. And we feel, you know, comfortable in that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, especially now, as you guys have went along in your careers and seeing, and you know, this is just from me observing how music has been going, especially in that kind of country lane, you know, that you guys, I'm sure, have been put into a bit, you know, like I feel like nowadays, like you could look at the biggest artists are doing like country songs and vice versa. Then they're going to do rock songs and all that. Is it accurate to say that whole, I don't know if stigma is the right word, probably not, but like the whole attitude of you got to stay in line with what you're playing. This is your sound. You can't branch off. That's kind of died off over time, especially like as of late. Do you guys agree with that?
I think so. Yeah. I think really it's more about, you know, having a community and just being true to yourself. It's really, I don't know, for me anyway, my favorite artists are the ones that really just have something to say, you know, and the lyrics resonate. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of examples of artists and bands these days that are just saying, screw it. And they're just picking their own lane and they're going down that lane, you know, regardless of anyone else and whatever else is happening.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the whole blurring of the genre lines thing is great. And cause you know, that's what makes music fun is when you hear something you're not expecting to hear from a group that, you know, you might think they're going to play a certain sound, but, and while we're on this topic, I wanted to hit on this before we move on is the song that, introduced me to you guys was, Out for Blood that you guys did with, Cigarettes at Sunset. And,
yeah.
because I've been listening to them for a while, and thankfully, like, I was able to be introduced to you guys. And because when we were if we're talking about a group that can't really be put in the box, like, those are one of the guys and gals, I should say, that come in the mind. And I guess, just first off, how was it working with those guys? I've had the opportunity to get to know them a bit, and they're some characters. So, like can you guys kind of give us, how was that whole thing, writing that song?
Oh, man, it was so refreshing. Just their energy and their spirit, you know, just being in the same room as those people, you know, or just like, they're just, I don't know. You can be kind of jaded in this industry. And it was really refreshing to, you know, just to experience people. They're not jaded, you know, they're out for blood, honestly, you know, and they're going to get it, you know, and they're just all really talented, and they deserve every little bit of it.
Absolutely.
But it honestly, like, just writing with them and working with them, it was like super easy, you know, like we were all on the same page, and we just started writing, and the song came together really, really quick.
Yeah.
We got together and recorded it, and it was just fun, you know, we're just having fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's cool to see like these groups like them who are like coming up right now and being so adventurous and taking these steps to do different things like they're doing, and kind of diving more into your guys' process when you write and create and everything. This is my favorite question to ask. The people who listen probably are like, oh God, here he goes again. But when you are writing a song or in the studio or whatever, any point in the process, how do you know when a song is finished? Does a bell go off in your head? I feel like there's like an easy way to overdo a song, I'm sure. And you're on the other hand, you're probably like, oh, I don't know if we did enough with the song. Is there a certain like alarm that goes off, or is it natural? How do you guys navigate that?
I think sometimes you just know, you know, it's just like an intuitive feeling, you know, you just know, and you just kind of keep moving on, you know? And then sometimes you know that it's not done. And I think after you write enough songs, sometimes you'll write a song that you, at the end of the day, you just know it's not done. When I'm writing by myself, I feel that way a lot, but when I'm writing with Bill or like with other people, I feel like we kind of always finish stuff. But a lot of times, like if it's just me alone by myself, I will take so much time. It's like, it's actually kind of a problem. It's really annoying.
I think the interesting too is with us, like we've obviously had a lot of, we've been writing music together for what, like 15 years or something. So we've been writing a lot
longer
of songs.
Than that, yeah.
Yeah. Individually and then collectively as well. But sometimes an interesting thing is like when a song that we didn't think maybe fit a record in the past didn't quite like make the cut, you know? And then, and we've got hard drives of songs, and then we'll just kind of comb through every now and again, and then you'll hear it, and it's like, oh, well, that actually could maybe fit perfectly with like this batch of songs. And for whatever reason, you know, maybe a rewrite here or instrumentation change there, and it comes to life, and it's a fit for the album we're working on now. So that's always pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you guys do, like you said, you guys have been writing for, I think you said 15 years or so. This is kind of a cliche question, but like I feel like burnout can be very real. I'd imagine, especially when like when you're in like the arts, whether you're, you know, writing songs, anything like that. I guess quite simply, like, is it sometimes hard to keep that creative muscle going and like trying to progress to this sound or try something else out? Like, do you ever feel like, oh, I tried everything? Like do you ever get that kind of inkling whenever you're creating or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure, it can get really kind of burnt out and really uninspired, I think is an important word, that inspiration, right? It's like, how do you find it? But I personally find like the more I do it and the more I'm in it, it's like a stationary bicycle a little bit. Like when it's really going, you're doing it every day and clocking in and clocking out, then for me, that's kind of when my best ideas come. And it's like those, when Adam answered, I think, your previous question about like, is it quick or is it slow? That's when I get like the 5-minute full song, just done, comes out of nowhere. It's when I'm really kind of working every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you're saying. And when you guys, you still find yourself like experimenting a lot with maybe a different sound or style like that. Like, do you guys find yourself doing that a lot too? Like trying out different things? Because I think when, just from what I've listened to you guys, which I did my another deep dive the other day, the cool thing is with you guys, is that a song can sound different than the last one, or an album can sound different than the last, whatever, but it's Grizzful. You can still tell it's you guys. And I think that's, at least for my personal taste, when I listen to music, it's like, those are the guys who like, who got it. Like, they have the juice. I like to say, it's like, do you guys feel that way? Or is that sometimes hard to navigate too? Like, I don't want to sound too off from what we are. Do you even care? Like, you're going to make what you want
to
make.
I mean, it's cool to hear you say that, honestly, because I think that when I go back and listen to our catalog, I'm like, dang, we're so far from that first record. You know, and there's times where we're like, I think right now we're kind of going back to where we started in a different way, but we're going back and, you know, we've gone away from synthesizers and more into like this, like, I don't even know, like the record that, like Rarest of Birds was almost like a jam band record or something, you know, it was like a kind of a hipster record. I don't know. But I feel like we're not in that era at all anymore. Like, I think now we're in this, like, to me, it's a little more like, we used to be very whimsical and like kind of just, I don't even know what you call it. Now it's, I think, because we've had so much life stuff happen, you know, death and sobriety and fatherhood. And now I feel like the music is a little more serious. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as playful, but I'm okay with that. You know, but when I listen to like the first record, it is very playful and very like, oh, anything could happen. We could go anywhere and we could do, you know, and like now it's like, well, I mean, not right now, you know, like this is where we're at in life now. And so, I don't know. It's just, I think you go through different periods of your life and it is interesting to kind of look back, but it's nice to hear you say that. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, and that's actually like, because I was about to say, like the way I look at, as a listener, the way I look at albums and mainly albums when they come out, not so much as just like singles and whatnot, but they're almost like a time capsule. You know what I mean? Like, this is how you guys were at this time, this year, in this moment. And that's kind of what I got from what you said there. And I think that's the beauty of it. You know, you get, it's a tale as old as time. You get people saying like, oh, so-and-so doesn't sound like they used to. But I mean, that's the best part of it, I think. Everything's a progression in a career, in an artist's career, I think. No matter if someone likes it or not, it's a progression to what they are feeling at that moment, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to bring up, while we're on the topic of songwriting and stuff, is there any songwriting like rules that you might, when you first started writing, that I'm sure you probably like, okay, here's the template of how I'm supposed to do this because this is what so-and-so does when he writes or she writes. Is there any like songwriting rules or anything that you just kind of ditched along the way, or like, when did you find out that like, this is like a very, like a myself thing. It's how I do it. I create my own process when I create. Did you ever have trouble like trying to find your own way and your own lane when it comes to writing?
Really? I mean, I think I feel like I've learned from watching other people. We've done a lot of co-writes, you know, like we've done a lot of, we've collaborated with a lot of other songwriters and producers. And I feel like, I don't know, just kind of learned from other people, but I don't know. I don't know if I really have any rules. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not rules, but like jumping off, I feel like I have a lot of different like things that I haven't tried yet. I have so much still that I'd love to. I mean, for us, like so it can start. Yeah, pretty much no rules. Like for us, we've started songs with a drum beat before. We've started songs with a title. We've started songs with a melody, a chord. Like we've kind of started every which way. And it's kind of just whatever sort of, you know, what is that different jumping on? It could be an instrument, a new instrument we haven't tried before that we use, and or drum machine or something. But yeah, to what Adam was saying, I think we find a lot of inspiration in collaborating for sure. Like we're a very collaborative band, just internally, like with whoever's in the group, and then also with outside writers and producers. And that's like, that's kind of one of my favorite things about music. And that's what kind of gives us new ideas, and is like hearing other people's ideas and getting that breath of fresh air. And then that can trigger another idea. And then I never would have thought to do this kind of thing. So I love working with other people. I think it's one of my favorite parts of music.
Yeah. And going off that, that's like a really interesting thing. When I get the opportunity to talk to artists, I feel like that's such like a opinions on co-writing and collabing, like, are so different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd imagine it'd be a lot easier when you are in a group versus just on your own, because, you know, you kind of got to collab anyway with the other guys in your group. Do you remember back to like when you first started to like open up to co-writing and writing with other people? Was that kind of a real hump to get over, like kind of a challenge, or was it always pretty natural for you guys? Like how'd that all go?
I think we sort of started this band. I mean, we originally had two Swedish members, and I mean, the band started as a co-write. It was actually, we were just writing songs just for, not for really for fun, but we were just writing to see what would happen. And you know, we've done, I don't know, I feel like we've, like, there was a lot of co-writing that happened before Grisfolk happened. So by the time Grisfolk happened, and then we got signed, and then there was like a publishing deal, and they just kind of sort of throwing you into, I'm sure you've heard this story a million times, bands get signed and then it's like, all right, now let's line them up with all these people, you know? And there's sometimes when it's like, it just doesn't work, you know? And it's like uncomfortable for like 5 hours, you know? And there's sometimes when it's just incredible. And you're just like, God, I can't believe I'm here with this guy who did this. And, you know, why is he taking the time to work with us? You know, and there's like just been a lot of moments like that where it's been really cool. And we've had some great songs come out of those kinds of situations.
And it doesn't, just kind of piggybacking on that too, it doesn't almost matter too. Like, we've had sessions with people like very accomplished or like, you know, very huge credit lists and everything sessions. And it doesn't really go well because, you know, it's kind of not the vibe. Or we've had sessions with people who are like, all right, this guy is like, we've never met him and he's not on Instagram and like what, you know, that kind of thing. And it's amazing. And we collaborate all the time with them kind of thing. So I think like, so what you're asking about collaborating as a band, definitely like the more bodies in the room too, like it's a different, like sometimes you kind of have to know when to step back and let somebody else have their kind of like run with an idea sort of thing. And then like, it's, I don't know, it's like a conversation, like a bad analogy too, like of like talking with people and like knowing when to jump in and out and like adding to it or taking away. And there's some people that just really steamroll the conversation and they're talking at you for a couple hours, you know, and it's like, all right, either great then or it's really not great.
That's what, yeah. And kind of going off that then, that makes me think of something else, is that selfish isn't the word I want to use for it, but you kind of have to, like when with songwriting, when you write your own stuff, I'd imagine that you kind of, your first instinct might want to be like, you want to be selfish with it, or insert other word than selfish. That sounds bad, but like you kind of like, it's your story, it's your art you're creating. And then when we talk about co-writing, like, is that kind of hard to open up to when you might have an idea and then they're like, well, let's try this or that. Like, have you guys ever had trouble, like, kind of like you said, stepping back, or has that always been pretty easy for you guys?
There's definitely been, it can be tricky, but there's definitely been times where, you know, I don't know, I've gotten to the point now where I love to go into co-writes with an idea, like a little nugget, you know, and just like, here's this little thing, you know, that I feel like it's like part of my heart, you know, and here it is. And just see if anybody's vibing on it. And a lot of times that works really well. To me, like, the worst is when you get into a co-write with somebody or with people and everyone's just like, oh, you don't know what you're doing for like hours, you know, and it's awkward. And, you know, like I feel like I'm at the point where I'm like, I always just want to at least have one little idea to offer the room. You know, if we use it, cool. If not, if everybody hates it, cool. I don't care. You know, I'll use it for something else. And I love it too when you show up and that person's like done a lot of research on the music and like they've been thinking about us, and you show up and they've got something pulled up on their screen, you know, that they created with us in mind. You know, that's happened a few times, which is, it's cool too, to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to hit on this too. I like talking to groups who have, like, you know, have been at it for a while and been around longer than some of, like, the newcomers that I talk to. I love asking them about how it's been. I'm old enough to, I used to buy CDs, all that, back when CDs were, like, the main thing, way to get your music. So evolving with the music industry and, like, that, like, social media being so big now, and some say, like, you need to have it, you need to have a presence on it, and streaming in general, just evolving with that for you guys, I guess, how has it been evolving with it and growing with it? Has it been a challenge? Has it been pretty easy? How was your guys' experience with all that?
I've struggled with it, but I've learned to accept the importance of it. You know, I mean, it's actually really a powerful thing to be able to access your community. And I've tried to just, instead of, you know, there's been times where I've been very, like, just down and out about, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I'm like, is this right? Is this good? And now I've kind of gotten to a new point where I just, you know, for me, it's more about sharing experience that I'm having or we're having, and hoping that we can connect with other people that maybe feel the same way about whatever it is. And I don't know. I think it's a really amazing time for music to be able to, you know, you don't need a label, you know, you don't need anybody really, you know, you can do your own thing whenever you want. And I think that's pretty amazing. So I think we've learned to embrace it.
Yeah, I feel like it could be, like, easily, like, a double-edged sword, you know? Like, you gotta, a lot of people don't like making TikToks and all this stuff, all these videos, but at the same time, it, like you said, like, it can help you, like, hugely. It could benefit you, especially today. Yeah. But I also want to hit on, of course, what do you guys got down the pipe that we could expect? Any new songs, maybe? What do we got to look forward to?
Right now, we're just trying to finish this record. We're pretty close. We got a new full length record that we're working on, and we do have some shows coming up. We haven't announced them yet, but I guess I can say they're on the West Coast. Can I say that, Bill?
Yes, West Coast. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got some shows coming up, and and then more shows after that, I'm sure.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear more. Like, this is, like I said, like, I discovered you guys with Out for Blood, and I've just been, it's been a pleasure being able to dig in from your first album to your most recent work. It's been great, guys. And
thank you, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, guys, for hopping on. I was looking forward to this one for sure. And but before we go, just so people know where to find you, is it just Grizz Folk on everything, or where can people find you on the socials and stuff?
Yeah, it's just Grizz Folk, GRIZFOLK. Sometimes people accidentally call us Grease Fork, or what else do they call us, Bill?
Yeah, there's been a lot of nicknames over the years. Some of them probably we'll leave them on set. I'll tell you in person.
Oh, man. But guys, like I said, thanks a lot. Everyone listening, make sure to check out Grizz Folk. It was a pleasure being able to get familiar with their work, and also keep an eye out on a record coming up whenever that would be. And I know I'm looking forward to it. And guys, thanks a lot, man, again for hopping on. Everyone, make sure to also check out Rage Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. We're on everything too. Just Google us, we'll pop up. So thanks everyone for listening, and thank you guys, and we'll see y'all next time.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man. My boots would look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight? Cause baby, I'm down to get dirty with you and me and some Tennessee whiskey on us. Try to make a mess of this up.